Hello everyone, I'm Soma Mazumdar.
And I'm Orhan Semsarzadeh, and welcome to Kanban Lab Podcast. In each episode, we'll pick a common question and dive into a different aspect of Kanban, exploring its principles, practices, and applications, and answering that question.
Our goal in this podcast is to demystify Kanban and help listeners understand how it can benefit their teams and organizations through addressing the common misconceptions, clarifying concepts, and answering questions about Kanban. Hi, Arad. Morning.
Good morning, Soma. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So today I have two changes. One is that I'm looking at myself for the first time, so I haven't shaved, as you can see. Another thing is changed today is I don't have my famous cup, so I have another cup.
Okay, but the coffee is there, so that's same.
Yes, but my famous cup is very important. I got that cup for maybe 7 years.
Wow.
Yes. All right. Okay. Tell me about Sydney. How's the weather?
Oh, it's going to
looks like it's hot.
Yes, it is hot. It's going to reach 31-ish, I guess.
Okay. 30,
yes, so degrees Celsius. So, yep, it's going to be another hot day.
It's nice.
Melbourne.
Melbourne's weather is doing what Melbourne's weather is doing. So yesterday morning was a little bit chilly, and I was going to office. I turned on the heater, and I had a shirt and long pants and stuff like that. But in the afternoon, it got really hot. I think it reached to like 35 or something. Mm-hmm. And today it's nice and sunny. Let's see how we go later. I think we're going to have a couple of hot days. All right. So today is the last episode of our Kanban principles. And today we're going to talk about the last service delivery principle.
Yes.
Regularly review the network and policy to improve the outcome. All right, so because the focus of these three policies are to improve service delivery and deliver basically what we committed to the customer at the right time. So I think it would be good to start with why do we think, and Kanban says we need to regularly review the network and policies to improve the outcome. What does that mean? What does network mean? So maybe we can start with this one.
So whenever we look in at any organization, so any organization is actually collection of interconnected network.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that every system or business unit within an organization can be considered as one network. So mm-hmm. let's say technology, mm-hmm. who's who provides services to the rest of the organization with their technological outcomes, like that they mm-hmm. can install the backend, they can actually build the software, the mm-hmm. applications, APIs for the customers. So that would become one network. Then again, coming back to HR or human resources can become another network.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing is another network. However, when we look at this different network, they are always interconnected and then mm-hmm. take services from each other.
Absolutely.
So that's really important to understand that on its own, they mm-hmm. might be working as a business unit.
Yes.
Their work or their job in the organization is to provide services or take services from other networks within the organization.
And because, as you mentioned, organization is the interconnected service delivery teams.
Yes.
And I think in last episode, I explained what does service mean. So service or work basically in Kanban means a service that we deliver to the customer to solve a problem for the customer. And organization is a network of these service delivery teams. By looking at the network, we basically not going to only focus on some part of this organization or the subsystem. If we look at the organization as a big system, so we're not going to optimize just subsystem of the organization, but we look at the entire organization and try to optimize the entire system, because you can optimize one part of the organization, but if the rest of the organization are not aligned, then the work will stuck somewhere and we can't deliver the work to the customer.
Definitely.
So the second part of this principle says, review the policies. I am sure that we talk about policies in another episode before, but would be good to somewhat to maybe shed some light on what policy is, and again, why we need to regularly review our policies to improve the delivery.
So, yes, that's the second part of the principle. But as a whole, when we are talking about it, so reviewing the network and the policies, we have to look at it holistically, more systemically. And what you just mentioned, that Kanban focuses not only on local optimization, but on global optimization when it comes to an organization. So policies could be anything, anything as in like, in other words, in simpler words, policies are working agreements. Anything that helps any team or organization to work together in a more effective and efficient way. So, and we in Kanban especially, we call it explicit policies, something that's out there, which is explicit, which everyone is on the same page when it comes to policies. So when we are talking about reviewing the policies and the network in this context, is that how the different networks are interacting and communicating with each other, they will be part of the policies, and that needs to be reviewed again and again, periodically, to understand that if anything has changed.
Absolutely.
So if I give you an example, what is this? You know, said in the beginning of the episode about Melbourne's weather yesterday. You turned on the heater in the morning because it was cold. And in the afternoon, it was like 30, above 30 degrees Celsius.
Yep.
So you had to review the weather, like, or you felt that, you know, it's getting hotter, so the heater is not required anymore. Maybe you got rid of some of the layer of clothing that you wore in the morning to feel more appropriate and to suit the context at that time. So same thing happens in every organization as well. Things change over time. So let's say, you know, the marketing and the tech department in the organization, they had to, like, they had agreed that they would meet every 3 months to discuss that, okay, all the tech product that has been built by the technical, like the technology department, how the marketing can market it and sell it to the customer. However, there is a like big shift in the market, and a lot of things have changed, which the marketing department got hold of because they are interacting with their customers on a regular basis. So if they wait for the 3 months, because that's part of their initial policy, that they will only meet every 3 months, and if they wait for that meeting to discuss the changes, then when the tech department will, like the technology will build the product, that is not going to be any more relevant to the customers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that,
I really like your example about Melbourne's weather. So basically, in Kanban, and in general, that doesn't necessarily do with Kanban, at least that's how I look at organization. So organization is a living entity.
Yes.
As like any other living entity, that over time we evolve and we change. So the policy, as you mentioned, which basically define how we want to work together, what are the agreements within the team and with the team and the customers and, you know, everything in the organization, also can improve and can change over time. So we want to, as part of this principle, to regularly review those policy and make sure which one is valid, which one is not valid and needs to be changed, and which one actually needs to be improved. Because, for example, one of the very common policy is the SLA. So, you know, the agreement between the team and the customer. So team knows that when they can commit to the work, and customer knows when they can expect to get the result. So we need to look at those SLA and see how much work delivered within the SLA and our agreement, and how much was outside the SLA. What can we do to improve it? Look at the bottlenecks, look at the entire system, understand, you know, which part is doing fine, which part is not doing fine, and what we can do to make sure that we are aligned and we can work together to
or even look at our
hopefully
customer market
let me
segment.
finish, Soma. I haven't finished my sentence. Hopefully have a happy customer. All right, I'm finished. Over to you.
Well, yeah, thank you. Well, you did come so many times where it's okay, but what I'm trying to say is that these policies are not only for internal how the company works, but also externally. It could help you to identify the right market segment, because these policies and the network, how the service delivery principle as a whole is basically to understand our customer better and also understand that our product is serving the right market segment or not, because it gives us feedback. So there are different kind of feedbacks which is already incorporated within this, you know, how this policy is anyway like embedded in any organization. For example, like the network that we spoke about, and when we are reviewing, those reviews also gives us feedback. So that's really important to understand that any of these principles, what is it's trying to tell us is that we have to keep reviewing through different kind of feedbacks that comes to us. So for example, I can give you a really like something that recently happened with me somewhere that I'm working. There was this improvement meeting we had for a long time, and we did a recent poll to find out that it is not relevant anymore. So we canceled the meeting. Now, people had questioned that how could you cancel the improvement meeting? That doesn't seem very good idea. However, when you like drill deeper into the context and find out that, okay, what the purpose of the meeting was that everyone would come together, we will discuss like holistically what can we improve in the system and then work on it, action it. However, that was already happening in parts in different teams. They were already doing that. So people, when they come to this meeting, they didn't find the value because they felt that it's a duplication of what was already happening. And the feedback was that again, it's not relevant, it's not serving the purpose anymore. So let's not waste time coming together, you know, and spending this hour. We can cancel it and still get the same outcome in a different way. So that is just one example what we should be doing. So the review always gives you feedback. Based on the feedback, you can always make changes, help your customer or yourself, your customer better. So that is what I'm trying to say, that it is not only internal, it's also helping us to see external and get closer to our customer demand and their perspective.
Absolutely. All right. Lovely. So I think it's time to wrap up and summarize what we discussed in last three episodes, basically, not just this one. So in last three episodes, we talk about three Kanban service delivery, which help us to deliver the customer demand when customer expected, with the quality that customer expected. So we started talking about customer, understand the customer, who the customer is, and what customer needs, what are the customer expectation. And then we talk about the second episode, manage the work, not the workers. So we focus on the work, and we said work in Kanban means service, and service means deliver the value to the customer, deliver something valuable to the customer. It can be product, it can be service, it can be anything. And today we talk about regularly review the network, which Soma explained. Network is the interconnection between different parts of the organization. and also review the policy to make sure that they valid and where we can improve them. Is there anything else, Soma, you want to add? Did I miss anything?
No, I think that's all.
All right. I hope these three principles can help you to work better and have a more satisfied customers and, of course, satisfied delivery teams. So thanks everyone for watching and listening to us. And we come back next week with another exciting topic.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Aura.